The following may contain language that is not suitable for all audiences. That was pretty abbreviated.
It's gotta be abbreviated, bro.
Oh yeah, we don't know if we're gonna be running out of juice, so.
Because I still haven't bought, you know, a new plug.
We are white knuckling ourselves through the podcast.
We record on battery power.
Well, that's okay. Submarines go on battery power, so when they're underwater.
Isn't that nuclear batteries? No.
Well, now they're nuclear powered, so they could stay underwater indefinitely. But yeah, before when they were diesel powered, they. They did their underwater stuff on batteries.
I can safely say that I would not like to be on a submarine.
Well, you and a whole lot of other crazy people. Well, like, non-crazy people.
I wouldn't want to be under the ocean like that. Fuck that.
Yeah. So before we get started, well, we are started. Thank you for joining.
Yes.
Thank you for continuing to support us. We hope that you do. And you also support us by telling other people about us and getting them to support us by listening too. So, wow. What?
That was, like, unscripted, too.
Well, let me tell you. So, I've been thinking, like, a lot of people are kind of in the same boat, thinking that things are not going particularly great, or that things could be going much better. And the consensus is that, you know, everybody else needs to start doing more.
Everybody else.
Right. And I'm here to say... That's
not going to work.
No. Everybody, you included, need to start doing more. And for those of us who think that we're giving it our all.
How many hours of TV are you watching? No.
No, not even that. I just wanted to relay a little story about a government course that I'd gone through. And it said that when pretty much most people, just about everybody, when you think that you're at full, when you have given your all, pretty much 90%+ of us, when we're at that point, like, I've got no more to give. I've done it. I've done everything that I can. I've got no more to give. There's no reserves. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You've only exerted about 25% of the effort that you can exert before you die.
That's great, Dave.
What?
So you should be...
No. So in the course, it says, like, there's the scale, right? 0% and 100%. 100% being like, this is where you will die, right?
Yeah.
And they showed you. It's like when you sit there and you think that you're at the end of everything you can give, you know, when you're trying to motivate yourself,
mm-hmm.
you're at about 25%.
And most people give up at 25%.
Well, most people think that they've got nothing more to give at 25. Everybody.
Right.
Everybody thinks that we've got nothing more to give at 25%. Now, that's a survival tech. That's a survival instinct ingrained in everybody.
Yeah.
But what this course was trying to tell you was that, nah, you still got 75% left to give.
So people that can push, this is like the pain barrier, right?
This is like the everything barrier. And
so how much can you give before it kind of fucks you up long term, though?
Probably like 80.
That's messed up.
So, you know, actually, I don't know. They don't tell you that.
Well, why would they, right?
They just tell you that what a person can normally give on their own is about 25%. What a person that can give with someone kind of motivating them, about 50%.
Uh-huh.
They're going to, in that course, they will take 75% out of you. They're going to get you to exert 75%. So, I don't know.
Because I know where I lie.
Well, no, that's the thing. You and I and everybody else lies at the same spot, 25%. The part where you're like, I can't do anymore, I'm going to give up, that's 25%.
Because we've worked out together before, and you're always disgusted.
No.
Because you're like, I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, I pump out 8 strong, and then 9, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, because
you got nothing more to do, and you're like, yeah, you fucking do.
Because you only had one more to do.
You're like, you're fucking giving up.
And I've told you the story before.
But I think at that point you're like, I'm.
No, no. The disgusted part comes when you're trying to motivate me when it's my turn.
Oh, right.
And, you know.
And you're I don't need that.
No, no. I saw you quit.
Yeah.
It's hard for me as someone to push myself when I saw my teammate quit.
Right.
And my teammate sitting there going, oh, you can do it. You can do it. Like, what are you talking about? You didn't do it. Why do I got to do it?
I don't like pain.
Well, nobody does. Okay, I take that back. Some of us do, but so you have a misunderstanding of mental dynamics going. I wasn't disgusted at you because you quit.
Oh.
It's like I couldn't be motivated by you because you quit, and now you're trying to motivate me, and I'm like, but you quit.
Right. I just figured you were disgusted because I was
quitting. No. See the reason why people go there and just like can motivate each other is because you see each other and you're not, and neither one of you are quitting. And if neither one of you are quitting, of course there's going to be different aptitudes, different strength, right? At the time, I was working out more than you were. So if you didn't quit, that would motivate me to keep on going too.
Right.
And hopefully it would motivate you to keep on going and not quitting. Mm. But, you know, but that's just the way, you know, teams are. If one of you quits, that just like motivation is contagious, apathy is contagious.
Yeah.
Fear is quitting. Contagious. Yeah, quitting is contagious.
Right.
Now, there's a difference, you know, like at Buds, if you're all sitting there trying to get somewhere and you see somebody else quit, yeah, that motivates you.
Yeah.
But what if you're already through and now one of your buddies are quitting? That disheartens you because that's an integral part of the team.
Right.
Right? If you've got a team of six guys and one of you quits, then that screws up your team bad.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk of your team gone.
And what you're saying is there's a whole lot of people that are sort of pointing the finger and just quitting.
Well, there's a whole lot of people. Yeah. There's a whole lot of people sitting there saying, you people over there, you need to get some personal responsibility. You need to do whatever. Mm-hmm. Right. And my point is, no, you got to take that finger and turn it 180 degrees because you're the one.
That's tough. That's going to be tough.
Well, but like I said, motivation feeds motivation. You know, it's a weird thing. You played sports,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, mostly team sports.
Right. So have you ever played a team sport? Have you ever been dropped on a team where everybody was really good?
Not really.
Okay. So we tend to play to the level of the people that we're with.
I mean, I've played tennis against people who are much better.
Right. So did you start playing better?
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Right? And your opponent doesn't have to be a dick either.
Yeah, this is against some of the... They're not being a dick, but I was like, but this person's so much better than
but
me.
They're really good. So you step up.
Right. And they were kind of like holding back a little bit on shit like their serve. And
sure. But they were still elevating your game.
Yeah.
And that's my point. You know, we're in a community. And so if we want our community to be better, we ourselves have to be better. There's none of this, I'm doing everything I can and you're not. Which is something that we all love to say and that we all think.
What if it's true?
It's not true. Because you've only given 25% if you've given everything you've given. If you think that you've given everything you can give, you've only given 25% of what you can give. I'm not saying give 100 because that just means you're going to die.
What was that thing we talked about this on the podcast before? Like some camera crew followed a guy around and he was talking about how he was just a really busy guy and he had no time. Mm, mm. And then
yeah, it was 2020 from
tracking his like yeah. his TV watching.
Yeah, I was watching TV when I was in high school, and it was on 2020. And there was like everyone really that busy? And this dude said, I am too busy to do anything. I don't have time for anything.
Followed him for like a week, right?
Yeah. And he watched TV for 35 hours a week.
At the end of the week, they were like, do you know how many hours of TV you watched? And he was like, no.
Nah. He was like, oh, I'll watch like a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
He was like, you watch 35 hours of TV a week. He was like, that's a full-time job.
Right. Yeah, TV is bad news, but I like watching TV. Well,
That's too simplistic a thing to say, though. You can't just say, this sucks. That's like saying money sucks. Money doesn't suck. Money doesn't do anything.
But TV seems like a, mostly it seems like a waste of time.
It's designed to.
Right? It's like.
It's designed to prey upon people's proclivities.
Yeah.
So, are you smart or are you not? You know, you can't sit there and be like, I'm really smart, and be like, oh no, you know, I can't help it because people are just preying upon my weaknesses. I mean, that's something that really bugs me, the picking and choosing.
Right.
And you know that.
Everything, I can't help myself.
Everything good I've done, everything good that's happened to me in my life, that was me. That was me being freaking good. And everything bad that happened in my life, well, that was just something else. That was somebody else. Like, well, which is it?
Yeah.
You know, it can't be. It can't be those two things. It's either all you, good and bad, or non-you, good and bad. You know, it's not the shade of gray where, no, well, because let me tell you, everyone tries. Everyone tries as hard as they can. And because everyone has different abilities and different attributes and different whatevers, as hard as they can for one person might not be very good. It might not be as good as compared to as hard as they can for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You take somebody who can code up the wazoo, but has no athleticism,
mm-hmm.
and put them on a football field. He can try as hard as he can, but you put him up against Barry Sanders. And, you know, Barry Sanders is going to run right through him no matter what.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that that guy didn't try as hard as he could.
Yeah. So is that the sign of a good leader, is that you can assess the, you assess what skills somebody has, and then you put them in the position of where they can
do the most good?
Do the most good with their skills.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
But if you're pointing the finger at somebody and saying you're doing nothing.
Well.
What if it's just somebody that's just ain't got it?
Ain't got what?
Whatever. Like.
I mean,
what if they're doing everything they can do? What they can do is pretty lackluster.
But you're kind of, it depends on the situation. If they're pretty lackluster, if they're the only one you got, then you're going to have to ride that guy like a donkey. But, you know, if you've got other people to pick up that guy's slack, well, then maybe that guy can do something else.
Yeah.
Right? If we're talking.
But you don't throw that guy out and be like, this guy's useless.
That, I mean, you can, but. You know, at the end, we're all people, and you have to decide for yourself whether people are disposable or not.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about people today is that they do think that people are disposable.
Right.
Other people.
Right.
But again, it's all one thing or another. So if somebody's disposable, so are you. So, you know.
Yeah, so if you have that approach towards somebody, then you should be prepared for somebody to throw your way to.
Well, yeah, but chances are the other people aren't going to do that because most people are not that transactional.
Yeah.
There are very few people that will treat you. There are tons of people that sit there and talk about how, like, oh, I treat other people like how I get treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that to be, in my own personal,
not true,
empirical, not scientifically, you know, study, to be vastly overstated. I mean, of the people that I've run into that said that, I put myself into that camp. I can count maybe two out of 50 people that have said that. I can count about two people that actually do that.
Right.
And those two people do not have it good.
So it doesn't really.
It doesn't help you.
Being like transactional.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't help you. Not being transactional. Transactional helps you immensely.
Mm.
But being the type of person that treats other people the way you are treated does not help you at all. Sadly
enough. See, I've always thought that if more people were like that, things might work better.
Maybe. Maybe,
right? Like, but if more people, like, if it wasn't just 2 out of 50 or 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 1,000 or whatever, if there were more people that were like that, I think probably things would work better.
Certain things may, but it's also, you also gotta take into consideration, we are not machined parts.
You mean like interchangeable or?
Right. We're not a bunch of like 3/4 bolts that you can just kind of put on every little part like you would at a Ford factory.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what society has gone to, which I think is one of the reasons why we are at the place that we're at.
Yeah.
But for some strange, because we have different aptitudes, and because we're all very different, there is an expectation that people with higher aptitudes and a high degree of morals, responsibility, conscientiousness,
mm-hmm.
that they should wreck themselves for everybody else.
That's fucked up, dude.
And what ends up happening after a while is the people with those higher aptitudes kind of lose their conscientiousness.
Yeah, because they're like, fuck it.
And they become psychos, but they make tons of money. They move up within the society. Like,
oh, you mean when they say fuck it?
Yeah. That is a scary person. I think Jordan Peterson mentioned that before. It's like a scary person is a highly intelligent person who has like zero conscientiousness.
Yeah. I just can't imagine not being I can't imagine like being able to disconnect the conscientiousness thing.
Well, it doesn't happen overnight, right? I mean, you didn't start skipping class from day one of university, right? Nobody does,
except for the loser. Yeah, no, you're right. It generally takes a little while.
I mean, I did know some folks who had, for lack of a better term, the photographic memory. So they didn't have to come to class?
I just befriended people who are really good note takers and then took their always used their notes. But I didn't miss a lot of classes.
And that works, right? That works. I didn't. So. I found out the hard way.
You gotta get a class.
Well, no, I found out the hard way in university that the way I learned, the way I process information is go to class, don't study the day before.
Huh. Well, for me, it was I have to go to class and study.
Well, because I had a lot of friends that would pull those all-nighters, and because, you know, you're like, oh, hey, I'm here. I pulled the all-nighters with them.
Didn't go well.
I got a D.
Shit, bro.
That was the lowest grade I ever got in my life.
The only things I got D in were languages because I didn't fucking learn the vocab. You can't learn the vocab in one night.
No, it's a little tough, especially if you're learning Chinese or Arabic. You know,
you can't cram on a language exam. Like if you don't do the work when it comes to it, you're fucked.
Well, it depends on the language. You know, languages that use regular alphabet, Roman letters. Yeah.
You mean like Latin languages?
Romance languages, yes. Yeah. You know, but even German throws in like, you know, umlauts and s sets.
By the way, did you know that Irish is like more closely related to Hindi?
The Gaelic language, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, I remember seeing a documentary from years ago where they saw some burials.
They don't call it Gaelic. They don't like, well, you know, there's some.
the Turkic language or the Hindi Semitic or whatever. No, yeah. I remember seeing a documentary where they were digging up stuff in China, like in the Western deserts.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern deserts? Western. Western deserts.
The Gobi and shit?
I forget where it was, but they were digging up some burial sites, and you know they found tartans.
That's crazy, man.
Way before there were people in the British Isles.
So the tartans came from.
So no, those people probably kind of were migrating over and over and over and got there.
Oh, wow.
Is my guess.
So they came through there into the Mediterranean and then they like what saw Ireland and were like, this looks cool.
Well, however the migrations happen
Right? The Irish story is a terrible, like...
The first one was out of Africa into, like, the, what, Middle East and Indus River Valley, right?
Yeah.
Or Middle East, into the Middle East and India, and then they think they split.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, some went off and became Aborigines, and others went off and became my people up in the...
The steppes.
Up in the frozen north.
I think it'd be not cool to be able to speak Irish.
Gaelic?
Yeah.
You know, it's probably not that hard to learn.
Have you seen how it's written?
Well, I've also seen how easy it is to assimilate language.
Yeah.
And,
You're good with languages. I'm shit with languages.
I had a friend that said I was good with languages because I grew up bilingual.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay.
I'd like to be able to speak Latin.
Well, you kind of do.
Well, yeah.
You can say gravamen and ipso facto, res ipsa loquitur, sua sponte. That's my favorite.
Mens rea.
Mens rea, yeah. What's the other one? Bona fide or whatever, bona fide. Like, yeah, screw that. Bona fide.
Bona fide. Is it, are you supposed to say bona fide?
I think some people do.
Sounds wrong.
Well,
I just watched a CLE where the guy was saying bona fide, and I was like, "That doesn't seem right."
Yeah, but the beauty of it is nobody speaks Latin anymore. So does it really? Who knows?
Yeah.
Right. E pluribus unum.
I know some Latin from a Latin mass. That's about it.
So going back.
Well, the batteries are still going, man.
Yeah, we're sitting here too.
We're on 0% battery power.
Right? Well, no, we're too preoccupied with the batteries to actually talk.
Sorry, guys.
No. So that was actually the message that I wanted to kind of convey. That specifically, and that will continue to be the underlying message kind of every time. You know, we do. I mean, I personally think that things are not as good as they should be, or but could
what
be.
Do you, like, what do you do though?
What do you mean?
What do you do? Well, like that's shit in your neighborhood. What do you do? You go to your fucking...
You do better. That's what you do. You pick stuff up. You get to know your neighbors.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah,
people that... I don't get people that live in a neighborhood and just don't interact with their neighbors. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, the last 20 years has been centered on doing that. The reason why so many people are so unhappy about so many things is because we're all disconnected.
Yeah.
And it kind of started pre-internet with our young adulthood.
Yeah, I just can't imagine not interacting with my neighbors. I interact with all my neighbors.
But also, a lot of your neighbors are of a generation that are older than us.
Yeah.
They are at least one generation older than us.
Yeah. Yeah, the younger people, not so much.
And younger people, if you feel like you're kind of disconnected and out of touch, it's because of the way you kind of live life.
Mm.
And it's not your fault. Truly, because everything was kind of set up to put you in a little silo to keep you safe, right? When we were young kids, especially in America, man, sun came up in the summertime, you were out of the house, you didn't come back in until the sun went down.
Same way, man. Like it would be hours after dark that we would come back sometimes.
Yeah, well, when you were older. I'm talking about when you're like in first, second grade.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, if you see a kid playing out by themselves, I remember reading a story from a few years back where there was these kids playing outside and somebody called the police. Not because it was coronavirus, but because there are these two kids outside unsupervised playing by themselves.
Oh my God. That's so freaky.
Well, and I understand because fear is contagious. People are scared of, you know, the kidnappers.
Right, but I'm like,
and, you know, you want me to tell you something really scary? Yeah, the kidnapper that you need to be scared of isn't the kid that snatches your kid just right off the street like your kid's like a penguin.
Yeah.
The kidnapper you got to be scared of is the one that talks to your kids like, oh, I just lost a puppy. Can you help me go look for it?
Mm.
I saw that on Dateline, too, where some woman, you know, their kids wouldn't talk to strangers and something like that. And they had a hidden camera and the mom was watching. And the crew came up, was like, oh, hey, I just lost my dog. Can you help me look for it? And these little kids were like, sure. And they went right off with the guy. And their mom was apoplectic watching this. She about died.
I saw something on Instagram where the mum was trying to teach the daughter, and she was like, if the, you know, if someone asks you, they want to come over look at your puppies, what did she say? She's like, yes, I would like to go and see your puppies. She's like, no. And then she says another thing, and she says, that's what he said. She's like, oh, yes, I'll come with you. No! It's like this girl failed at every step.
And yeah, well, and of course, you shouldn't let a toddler be out by themselves.
Well, yeah, a toddler.
But, you know, for some reason, all throughout our history, we are set up to be around other people, and being around other people through a screen is a very poor substitute.
A screen?
Yeah.
Are you talking about a screen in the door?
No, I'm talking about social media screens, like a screen on your phone or screen on TV.
I was thinking of screen doors.
That's why dating sucks so much. Oh, I use an app for that. You're not a product on sale.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just sit there and say, okay, so-and-so is this tall, went to this school, likes these hobbies, looks like this. Oh, I'll give him a try. No.
You know what I don't understand? And this has nothing to do with the topic we're really talking about.
But we don't have a topic, so it don't matter.
Now that we're talking about social media, I was just thinking about influencers. And I'm like, the epitome of a success as an influencer is basically you reach the point. Same with podcasts, right? A lot of times. You reach the point where you have enough followers that you can then
advertise
and sell shit. And yeah. I'm like, that's kind of fucked up.
Well, that's the...
That's the whole, like, goal of all of this is just to sell something to somebody.
Yeah, because capitalism, money is the basis of our society.
That shouldn't be the goal, though.
Well, no, but people are going to do what causes them, what gets them the best rewards. That's why people cheat.
But it doesn't seem very satisfying. Like, why not just have what we've got? We just do this podcast for the sake of talking about shit.
Well, that because we don't have any other friends, and so people will we like to think people will listen to us.
People listen.
I know. That's why we keep doing it.
And so, but at some point, if we get like a whole lot of followers, it's going to be the same bullshit.
Well, no, because we're not.
This podcast is brought to you by.
Maybe.
By.
Or maybe the people that like to listen to us.
By anti-diarrhea oral pills.
Well, that would be something I'd be interested in finding out about.
And boner pills.
Because sometimes people. I have neither one of those problems now, but it is foreseeable that as I get older, those might become issues.
I don't want to like sell a drug product that did. Those products are just fucking scary as fuck, dude.
Aren't you getting a little ahead of yourself? And you're also seeming like John Cusack and Say Anything.
What do you mean?
Well, remember, he didn't want to get into anything where he had to sell this or...
Is that what the movie's called?
Say Anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one where he's sitting there with the radio above his head. Is the trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
All I think of that is because I rewatched 16 Candles.
Uh-huh.
Why am I a homo? Because I think Molly Ringwald is one of the hottest women there is.
Don't you watch it for the other guy? What's his name? I'm thinking of a different movie.
You are?
Ducky? What is it?
That's,
is that Pretty in Pink?
Yes.
But wait, isn't he also in 16 Candles? No.
No. John Cryer is not.
Not in 16 Candles.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting my...
John Hughes movies?
Yeah.
Yes. But I always had a thing for Molly Ringwald. I love it when she swears, which she says a couple of times.
In the movie?
In the movie.
Yeah.
I also had a great big thing for Jamie Gertz. And, you know...
Jamie Gertz is awesome.
And that movie takes me back to when I was...
She was in Twister, too.
I didn't see Twister.
Jamie Gertz is like, he's with... He's
are you
with
sure? The, are you sure that's not Helen Hunt?
Helen Hunt's the other lead. Oh, okay. Jamie Gertz is in Twister as well.
Did she die early in it or something?
No.
Okay.
No. You have to watch the movie, Dave.
So, but Pretty in Pink takes me back... Or not Pretty in Pink. 16 Candles takes me back to my preteen days.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I had to watch it.
Yeah, well, Molly Ringwald still looks good, dude.
And I do remember there was a movie where she kind of took off the top half and she had she had some great breasts.
Wow.
She was
if she's listening.
She's a bona fide MILF.
She's going to she's going to be like, oh gosh, let me tune out at this point.
She probably would. Yes. But there you have it. A light episode. We didn't get to the meat. So all you got was appetizers today. The amuse-bouche.
And we should call this episode Running on Empty.
And we could.
Because we are running on empty right now.
But again, thanks for hanging out. If you stuck it out with us to here, thank you again. You guys are like our ride or die.
Congrats, you get a popsicle.
Like, subscribe, comment, tell the people about us so that we can whelm them too.
All right. We'll talk to you guys in a week.